Very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you today on the 27th of August 2022. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Tonight, we are discussing challenges faced by women who say power cuts have worsened in the country amidst water shortages. But first, a look at what is happening in the U.S. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz accepted his party nomination as vice president during the third day of Democratic National Convention. VOA Midwest correspondent Kate Farabaugh has more from Chicago.
Opening the third day of Democrats' National Convention in Chicago, U.S. Senator Cory Booker from New Jersey outlined the night's theme.
Welcome to night three, and tonight is about freedom.
While some of the programming provided speakers opportunities to address topics including reproductive rights, environmental issues, and border security, much of the messaging focused on what Democrats say is the choice in the November election.
Kamala Harris for the people. And the other guy who's proved even more than the first go-around that he's about me, myself, and I.
Former President Bill Clinton was one of the most anticipated speakers of the evening. Clinton, who has attended every convention for Democrats since 1972, drew from his own experience in the White House to explain why he believes Vice President Kamala Harris is the best choice for president.
Kamala Harris will work to solve our problems, seize our opportunities, ease our fears, and make sure every single American, however they vote, has a chance to chase their dreams.
But the key moment for Democrats was hearing from Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, who accepted his party's nomination as vice president.
It's the honor of my life to accept your nomination for vice president of the United States.
For many in the crowd, and those watching the convention around the country, Walz's speech was a sort of introduction.
Now, I grew up in Butte, Nebraska, a town of 400 people. I had 24 kids in my high school class, and none of them went to Yale. But I'll tell you what, growing up in a small town like that, you learn how to take care of each other.
Walz, a military veteran, former teacher, and American high school football and basketball coach, highlighted how these parts of his personal biography prepared him for a life in politics.
But it was those players and my students who inspired me to run for Congress. They saw in me what I had hoped to instill in them, a commitment to the common good, an understanding that we're all in this together, and the belief that a single person can make a real difference for their neighbors.
As the final speaker, Walz punctuated the freedom theme of the night.
But when we Democrats talk about freedom, we mean the freedom to make a better life for yourself and the people that you love. Freedom to make your own health care decisions. And yeah, your kids' freedom to go to school without worrying about being shot dead in the hall.
Democrats wrap up this convention on Thursday evening with a marquee moment, the acceptance speech of the party's nominee, Vice President Kamala Harris. Kate Farabaugh, VOA News, from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
Thank you there, Kane. As women in South Africa round up their activities of celebrating August, recognized as the Women's Month in South Africa, Zimbabwean women staying in that country say life has become unbearable as challenges of documentation have left them vulnerable, leaving them unemployable and not able to walk freely on the streets. Tuso Kumalo reports from Johannesburg in South Africa.
Abesifazane laba abasebenza njalo abahlala kwele South Africa bathi kubo izililo zodwa ngesikhathi kuthakazelelwa inyanga yabomama. Owesifazane weZimbabwe unkosazana Pamela Ncube uthi sebephila njengabomama abona bulawe indawo zonke.
So besicela ukuthi sisupportaneni labahlukunyezwayo because uhlukunyezwa ngapha langapha ungahlali ma uhlukunyezwa hlobo zami yinto engayisho kubo mama because hey siyasaba la ukuphumela langaphandle khona kunzima kodwa masibambele ezimbokodo hayi kuba lula njalo ibona ukuthi asoba lapha so ngesifiso sesiyafisa ukuthi ngabe kuyalunga yazi uyefika sefu kini le nje ukuthi ekhaya kithi eZimbabwe ufile sefu la lapha hayi asiko safe at all uhamba estradeni suthathele ifoni uhamba sudujuliwe this lokho nalokho so vele ku too much kugcwele ngapha langapha hayi asikwazi lokuthi siphephe langa la khona le sizothi hayi sokuhlukunyiswa so hayi angazi uNkulunkulu nguye songangeni
unkosikazi Sithandile Dliwayo uthi nani lezehlakalo zokudlengulwa lokubulawa kwabomama sekusenza bahambe bethidibele.
Kakhulukazi thina esivela amantombazana kubuhlungu kakhulu ngoba noma uhleli nje noma umntana wakho uthi uyamthuma uthi kahambe esitolo kubuhlungu noma ephenduka nje uyathandaza kuNkulunkulu uthi ngiyabonga ufike ephephile ngoba manje akusalunganga uyahlangana lo muntu wesilisa amnikeze nje u2 rand amtshela ukuthi umalume woza uma efika ngale yamdlengula umntwana. Umntwana uma efika ngapha sometimes uthi ahambe e-report abafuna ama-proof sometimes uthola ukuthi umntwana se-ratio sebuliwe manje babarepha babakhathe bayenzeni awusazi ukuthi wenze njani uma umuntu esifazane ene noma uthi azama ukuthi ulwisane lakho yabona uma umuntu wangaphandle i-case yakho nje ifana lomlilo wamaphepha kubuhlungu kakhulu.
Unkosazana Langelihle Sibanda uthi baphakathi kwetshe lembokoto
nabo babehlala nabezindlini ngabangaphenduka izilwane kodwa babe yibo ama-protectors ethu. Isikhathi esiningi angale siyajola kodwa umjolo usukele kibo kubo baba. Umuntu uhluleka ukusupporta financially, emotionally and physically. Ubusuthola omunye umuntu ngaphandle ozokwazi ukuphatha kahle. Angisho ukuthi ku-right. But obaba esihlala nabezindlini kababe yibo abasivikelayo ukuze siwuqede lalo mjolo khona ngaphandle.
Kodwa kumphathi intambo obona ngokuhlelwa kwezidingo zomphakathi e-ofisini kamongameli unkosikazi Maropene Ramakgopa uthi kufanele abeZimbabwe laba badinga amaphepha aqondileyo ukuze uhulumende abagoqele enhlelweni zezidingo zempilo. Kodwa kabesifazane laba bathi njengoba kutholakala kwamaphepha la kulukhuni okwempi yengidi lelahle sekusezandleni zikamvela ingqangu ukusho ukuthi ziyowelaphi induku lobhaxako. Ngimele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa inguThuso Khumalo.
Viva bomama viva
viva
viva nyembokodo viva
viva
phansi ngabahlukumezayo phansi
phansi.
With that, let's take a short break and we'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Back to our topic, residents and business operators say they are facing challenges as power outages have increased in the country. Government has said water levels are low to generate power from Kariba and Wange thermal power stations, among other challenges. On Wange, the government says it is securing the country's power generation capacity After commissioning the data upgradation project, which is expected to ensure reliable water supplies for Wange, the country's largest coal-fired power plant from the Zambezi River, according to state media, Exim Bank of India reportedly funded the project through a US $48.1 million credit line to ensure the extended Wange Power Station Units 7 and 8 have adequate water for boilers and cooling, with an extra supply for the local Dega community. Meanwhile, residents in most towns across the country also complain of water shortages. To discuss the topic in depth, we are joined by Mrs. Constance Shumba, head of the Women's Desk in the Harare Residence Trust, and Councillor Kalazani Ndlovu, chairperson of the Water Committee at the Bulawayo City Council. We'll start with you, Mrs. Shumba. May you explain the electricity and water challenges in the capital and how women are facing these challenges? Over to you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you. I think maybe in Harare, we are residents are facing a lot of challenges on power cuts and water shortages in Harare. So for the past 2 weeks, for the past 1 week during the Sadat Sanity, people were very happy because the electricity everywhere and people were very happy. So after this Sadat Sanity, people went back to their day-to-day thing, which they say is 12 hours. They are facing 12-hour power cuts in Harare. So we are seeing that residents are facing a lot of challenges, especially the women. They are facing a lot of challenges when there is no electricity. We see that it's a workload. It can increase the workload to the women when there's no electricity. The women have to rely on manual methods for the task of cooking and cleaning in their household, which eventually put an increased workload to them. We are seeing that a lot of people, because of the economic hardship in Harare, other people collect plastic containers of milk, trying to make fire to cook, fire to for doing day-to-day things which are needed in the household, which means electricity. The limitation of not accessing light, accessing power. It also there's also a challenge of lightning, which is a very big challenge to the young children, the women. What I'm saying is our coverage numbers. The first challenge is power no samba madima. After that, no lightning, no light. So people will be using like their candles. They will be using small lights in their household. So the lights to flash out outside their yards, there will be no those lights. So apparently, we call the response to any that darkness. We don't want to call the response. But for the workers, they are scanning because they are communities. And also, there's also the challenge of those who are on education, especially when it comes to buying sugar, why education is only for hunger in my villages. But because of the power cuts, it means There's no refrigerators working, so it's not considered a challenge. When you are one of them, end up using medication is still refrigerated sometimes. And also those who are in labor, you find it in my community, the minor clinics, and my polyclinics. But although the city council is installed the solar panels, you find it in my community, polyclinics, solar, complications to those who are during the time of giving birth.
Thank you so much. We'll come to you, back to you, Mrs. Shumbat, for the other challenge. Coming to you, Councillor Ndlovu, we have heard what Mrs. Shumba is saying, they're outlining challenges in Harare. Yes, as Kuluma ngesiNdebele ungathi kulohlupho olufanayo yini kobulawayo. Izakhamizi zingabe zibhekane lohlupho olufanayo sesikhangela amanzi, ukucishwa mahlana kwamagethi, njalo lenzani njengekhansela.
Especially over Mama Amand, Now we say, the people who now are in the fridge, for example, tamati. But if it was Ama case, the Which is our generation and our feminine safer, our better power is male. Because this country is a little
Yenza kubamba umlomo khonapho sathi sesifiyela ukuthi usitshele ukuthi liyenzani njengecouncil khonapho ukuthi liqede lolu hlupho. And it's interesting that we see that the women in both cities are facing same problems probably throughout the country too, and they are exposed to, young girls are exposed to sexual advances or even sexual violence while they look for firewood and while they go to fetch some water, usually from unhygienic sources. Yes, and we're coming back to you, Mrs. Shumba. You were about to delve into other challenges faced by women in Harare. You can go ahead, in Shona.
Okay. Besides the power cuts, are we talking about mass migration? Na issue for your factual page. And what I mean by the actual communities in Mangwe Akwana Mbura once a week, Mangwe Anwanda, Anwana Mbura thrice a week, Chichungo Sian and Jimbo, the rest of as a part of labor rate, one or two opinion rates, they are now, they are now forbidden like CCA. What in Mbura, this is like Mabuku Tafara, and also in Chichungo, Tumura Kutikwa, I mean, I come to the area, you could have I watch it tomorrow in the territory, which is a very important. But at the same time, in the Harare suburbs, you find that the people who are communities, and I want to know and watch into our Vita Dambu. People end up fetching water from Mashalo, the Jimbo, the Snap, Utano, Akapo, Akanaka, or Kutu, and our country to Kuchera and Bura. And also, one Wakachera and Bura is the DD, who has not seen it, one of the Shan Kamukubika. One of the Vishandisa, Mukukuka, China, but at the same time, doing the Vishina, Vishinu Brother, Vinico, Shakanata. But I think I'm a challenge, you know, which is another thing. No, I mean, I don't know if I'm a challenge, but I didn't marry the TAPC and I was there. I think that this is a little bit of a domestic violence in Zimba. It was a long way, I can't even go so and walk to it, and maybe like Zimba. And also, what kind of HBCA, one of the most common boards, the one in Chile, who are also one of the quite sexual abuse, but what's in the other one of the Jacobimba, one of the Barakadari, but what's so traumatized because of these issues. And also, now unborn diseases, children who are not here, I'm going to be to Chandra, yes, they will be generated, it's just to come in, I think it's Vura Akuna. And one who can resort to unprotected sources of water. I don't know what I was doing. From Bright Asia is totally different because in the town of Bura in Shanda Zakanya, Bura the Kumisha, they use glass toilets and in town they use materials to go flash. But I told them, you tell me, Muma, Boot, Muma, that Bureka, and the other. At the end of the day, I'm not going to die the top supper. Almost 100 liters today, so that she can say this. Time by passing Bura in the Kimbura. And also those girls, why could you have wearing the whole disadvantage? Why could you have wearing one is what is eliminated in that because they are the ones who are what is the new one is about the Imao, the Pamba. Such a way that I can go to Yana, the Roman, because of the informal picture. Maybe the name of the Pamba, anyone like someone on the Longotu and Ababa, Randa Kumitaj, who are coming on the same. But my name is Karango, I'm going to come to wearing you. I'm going to be here because it's my house of beauty. At the time, I need to come back on my gate. Come back on my gate. I will have a little time in the future. I know, conjure the phone. I know, you're not done inside clearly. One in the one watching the Monday to Google. Jima MC, Jima Doro, Jima Super, Jima MC, Jima Sterling News. Kuti wakwanisa kushandisa zvigubhu izvozvo maplastic containers iyayo kuti vagadzire kushaika kwemagetsi kunokonzeresa kuti domestic violence in the sense rekuti munhu wemurume mumwe hazvinzwisisi anoda sedza rinopisa but at the same time munhu wemurume anogona kunga achisvika kumba zvekuma half past 8 vana vanenge vatorara apa iye anenge achida sedza rinopisa
We'll come back to you again. Mrs. Shumba, thank you so much for that. You heard today Mrs. Shumba with her, especially the last part of her contribution, where she says these power cuts can also lead to domestic violence, because some men, husbands, will come late at night and they want hot food. If you tell them there was no electricity and you don't have firewood to make the fire, they are angry at you. That is, it may sound unreasonable, but women do face such challenges. Yes, coming to you, Councillor Ndlovu, as the local authority, how are you addressing the water shortages? And on the power cuts, have you engaged stakeholders? How do you explain these problems to your communities? Yes, but have you met stakeholders as far as electricity is concerned? Are you part of the meetings too?
Yes.
Okay. You can go
ahead.
But we'll give this last minute to Mrs. Constance Shumba to say your last word. So you have about a minute. Go ahead.
Okay, I think if you so say that this is trusty to the Kukuri Drama Council, especially the Harare Council, to upgrade its infrastructure like Morton Jeffrey, so that anyone can cater for everyone, because our no access to water, and also to know to get an education in the community, to also do water conservation. Conservation and involve in the water management, so that one can manage the communities, especially on those boards, to put some committees and also manage the boards. I will put Agari and in Chishanda.
Thank you so much. That was Mrs. Constance Shumba of the Women Desk at the Harare Resident Trust. And earlier on, you heard from Councillor Kalazani of Ward 10, and Tumbane, who is also the Water Chair Committee. Signing off, I'm Sitandekile Mhlanga here in Washington, D.C.